You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Here we go. We got a room full. We got Scotty B over in the Serial Killers podcast booth. We've got Gandhi.
Hello.
We've got that crumb bum, Scary Jones.
You're a crumb bum.
And there's Garrett. And there's Danielle.
Hello.
Straight Nate.
Hello.
And I'm your hostess with the mostess. Let's go. Where do you want to start?
Well, I wanted to bring something up. And Scotty, you're okay if we talk about this?
Oh, yeah. It's no big deal.
He had an incident yesterday, which I think they would call a missed connection on Craigslist. Do you remember the missed connections?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you on the train. Yes. You were hot. I wanted to get your number, but I got off the train and you weren't there.
So, Scotty, if you did the audio version of your missed connection,
yeah,
what would it sound like right now?
Hey, blonde woman at California Pizza Kitchen in Huntington last night. I know we looked at each other and you were eating by yourself and I wanted to say hello, but I was scared because I have no balls and I didn't. What's up?
Can we readjust that? Can you take out the no balls part?
Yeah, the no balls thing.
More success.
It kind of ruins everything because she probably wants to date someone with the balls.
Well, you never know.
I came out of the bathroom and she was sitting there eating a salad, a buffalo chicken salad or whatever, their barbecue chicken salad by herself, and I was like, damn, she's really cute, and like I caught her eye as I was walking around the corner from the bathroom, and I smiled. And I didn't look long enough to see if she smiled back because I was scared. So then I just sat back down with my daughter. And I was going to tell my server because I know the server. I'm like, listen, I'm not going to say anything to her because I'm scared. But here's my credit card. Just run it. I want to pay for her dinner.
Why didn't you do that?
After I left, I was like, damn it. Why didn't I do that? And, I don't know. It was a missed opportunity. And I feel like she was put there for a reason. And I screwed it up again.
I think she'll go back.
No,
I have to eat there every day.
I go there a lot, and I've never seen her eating there by herself. I mean, look, she could have been married. I didn't look at her hand. I don't know if she have a ring.
She may come back every day now just to see you.
Maybe go back today just see what happens.
Do you think maybe she saw that you were with your daughter?
Yeah.
And maybe she's like, I know, but a lot of people like single dads, too. So
yeah.
I don't know. I was very annoyed with myself, and I was tossing and turning all night. Like, what an idiot.
Here you go. You're obsessing over someone again.
Well, he overthinks the craziest
thing. And can we also back up? Gandhi, can you give him a pep talk on this the confidence thing? We've been trying to, like, help him.
I kind of, at this point, I fear he may be unhelpable because we've tried so many times. We keep telling him to stop saying he has no balls and he's scared and he's a wimp and a wussy and like all of these things. Nobody likes that. Nobody wants to hear that. And you're not those things.
Do you really think you are those things?
You know what? I mean, I sometimes I do, but I go back to that other girl that I direct messaged.
Oh my God.
And I would never do that in my life, but I did it.
And it worked.
it worked for a second.
Until you started getting, oh, I'm a wimp, I'm a wussy, I don't like
it. Yeah.
If you say
Sheldon,
enough, you'll believe it.
Right, that's what Sheldon is constantly telling the kids. Don't even put that into the universe. Don't say those things out loud, because then those things become reality and you get them in your head and you put that out in the universe and that's what the universe gives back.
Right. Stop
don't
it.
Do it.
But then listen, I'm also thinking, you know what?
He's British.
She's going to throw barbecue chicken at me and my kids there. And I'm gonna,
you, okay, okay. You know what? Oh, you've already totally ruined everything. Move on.
Scott,
go to another chain restaurant.
I usually do.
Why don't you start with the waitress and see if the waitress knows her?
Oh yeah, maybe she's a regular.
I can do that. But I'm saying I'm very regular and I've never seen her there before.
What were you about to say, Gandhi?
Well, I was gonna say just an example of him overthinking things. Do you know what this man texted me this morning?
What?
He walked by and he poked me in the side and I sort of like sat up and I made the little heart symbol at him and he didn't do it back. So I started like sort of rolled my eyes. At the same time, he poked Sam. He texted me, are you upset that I poked Sam after I poked you because it negated the poke that I gave you? I said, Scotty, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
You really, what?
You know, wait, you're a tragic.
You know Thank what? Thank you. I'm glad that you guys.
This is tragedy. This is tragedy.
You know what else I texted Gandhi yesterday? I was at Lululemon yesterday.
I can't with you.
And so I was standing at the counter, and there was a girl in front of me that was at the register, and she was cute, really cute. And so the woman at the register says, yes, can I have your phone number for, you know, whatever, rewards or whatever it is. So I'm listening, and I remembered her phone number when she said it.
Oh, God.
That is creepy.
Thank you. That
is creepy.
What I said.
Yes.
Did you memorize her credit card?
He said, would it be creepy if I texted her? I
yes.
said, do
yes.
not, in capital letters, not text
doubly.
Her.
No, I don't think I ever would have done that. But you know there's people that do that. I guarantee you there's people that hear phone
numbers. Well, you're one of them.
What?
You remembered her number.
I did.
He also remembered her first and last name and contemplated sliding into the DMs. And I said, if you do that, do not say you were behind her in line.
Did you find her?
I didn't. I couldn't find her.
I know, but how do you say anything in DMs if you don't tell them how you've seen them?
You people like you just hey you're cute
Hi,
whatever
you don't know me
this
I find you attractive.
One of my friends recently, and she was at a bar giving her phone number to a guy, and a third dude at the bar heard her number and then slid into her DMs saying hey, couldn't help but notice, how to shoot my shot.
Ew.
And she's like blocked.
That is creepy as hell.
That's creepy.
But he tried.
He did. He shot his shot.
Yeah.
Shot
okay,
down.
Scotty, but let's say you did say hey, excuse me, miss. I see you dining alone.
From across the room?
From across the room. I'm staring at you. Would you like to go out sometime? I mean, and she says no. Would you at least be comfortable with the fact that you tried?
Yes, but I would have to leave immediately.
With your daughter?
Then yes, with my
leave
daughter.
Leave your credit card with your daughter. Let her pay. Yeah. You wait in the car.
So when Scotty sent me that text message, Brandon is in town. So I read it to Brandon, and Brandon goes, that is not real. Scotty's not a real human. That's not. This isn't actually happening. I had to show him the text message, and he goes, "Oh my God, tell him not to do that." I said, "I already did. Don't worry."
Oh, Scotty.
Hey, this
Scotty,
whole thing is not Scotty, easy. Scotty. It's Scotty. Just not.
Scotty.
What?
You know nothing about life.
You're correct.
Hey, Scotty, I know it. You know it's not easy, but you know what? What if, put yourself in your daughter's shoes. Your daughter's dating. Some guy does that to your daughter. Exactly. How you feel?
I'm just cringing at her dating.
Okay, well.
I just think the single sexiest accessory anybody has is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to work on it. Because you're a great guy, Scotty. You have so much going for you.
I'm trying to build it. I'm trying.
I don't think you are.
Give it a few years, and then, you know, your daughter.
Years?
You know, I'll tell you why. Your daughter
doesn't have that much time.
My cholesterol is so high.
Oh, God.
Your daughter's going to introduce you to some of her friends in a few years.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this is how it's going to go.
Are you
serious?
The cops
you could date the 23-year-old when your daughter's 23.
Scary. Are you nuts?
Scary.
Do you know how old he'll be when his daughter's 23?
He's a zaddy. He'll always be zaddy.
Oh, my God.
Hello, 911.
Okay. I'm talking about when she's 23.
Let's end early.
I need a shower.
We're going to go. This is just... so creepy.
Ew.
Oh, God. Goodbye.
That laugh.
That was scary.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.